Hello, hello. Welcome one and all to PMP versus H264 and LA Noir. And I hope everyone who's listening in over the chat or otherwise can hear me, because I thought that we usually have some sort of on-chat notification saying that a show has started, but I haven't seen anything yet, so I'm wondering if something's gone a little bit awry. In any case, I hope someone in the chat will give me a heads up in case everything is going through normally. And in case it is, once again, welcome to PMP versus H264 and LA Noir. I want to give a great big hearty hello to the Slayers hanging out in the chat. We have Shargo, we have Kasrain, Gohanks, I see in there. Crax Ultima joined us a moment ago. Ziona, lovely as always. And I think I mentioned Crax Ultima, but if not, you get another double mention that, and or double mention there. And one other thing I also wanted to say, this is not going to become a regular thing. I just kind of, as we move forward, I'm kind of course, keen to give a little bit of a thumbs up or a shout out to people subscribing. And we have a new subscriber to the channel, Glenn McNamee, if that's how you pronounce his name, who clearly is also into retro stuff, because I checked out the channel of his, and he has some vectorized rendering of Atari loading screens, I think it was. Or was it Atari? See, now I'm a bit confused. I'm going to check this out again. It was ZX Spectrum loading screens, basically, that he has vectorized in HD. So if you're into that, you know, check it out. We're also going out live visually over YouTube, and there will be a webcam feed on and off as usual. But someone does say live show, so I'm presuming you guys can hear me. Maltus joins us as well, as does Tomsa and Kitten. So hello to all of you, and thanks for joining in. Before I forget, this is going to be, unfortunately, a little bit of a short show. I'm probably only going to do an hour long, because although you can't really hear it, I'm not doing too hot tonight. I'm a little bit, my head feels a little woozy. I don't think I look any different. In fact, let's get that now. The bed goes away. Great. And we can turn on this thing over here. And let's see if we can do a bit of webcam stuff here. And sorry, it's not a webcam, it's just a camera. Hello. There I am. Hello. Even enjoying a bit of favorite alcoholic drink. I'm sure you might know this if you're somewhere in Sweden. Let's see. You can probably guess what that might be. Anyway, taking a swig of this. Anyway, hello. Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining. Let's get the first request out of the way here, and we'll get on to the topics at hand. And the first request of the evening comes in from Shargo. And he wanted either some Teo Boing Remix or Wobbler Sanction Get to the Choppa. And I think I'm going to go with the Get to the Choppa, because that has just a whole heapin' helpin' of hard red smileys. And I'm sure I've heard this song before because it's so liked, but I don't recall hearing it. So I'm just going to put it on and we'll give it a spin, and then we'll get right back to the talks afterwards. So take it away, Wobbler with Sanction Get to the Choppa remix for Shargo. We'll be right back. Wobbler with a little bit of Sanction there. Get to the Choppa remix, requested by Shargo. So thank you very much for requesting that. And yes, the camera is back up and running. I kind of take it on and off because, hey, I don't know. It's one of those things where there's not always something interesting going on. It's certainly not when the songs are playing. And thus I try to kind of keep it, you know, we'll have it here when I do the talky bits, because that does kind of seem to tick some people off, at least. But I think it, I don't know, I think it's an interesting addition, especially because there's some amount of fine grain control over it. So it's here to stay, and it does seem like, given that the viewer count has gone from, I think, what was it, 1 or 2 up to 6, or, well, now down to 5 again. Guess it's not that interesting, but it's part of the record, so to speak. And there'll be more things to come. I was working hard on the video stuff that I talked about last show, but that needs a lot more work. But I'm still hoping to get some sort of preliminary thing kind of going as we move forward, but we'll see. It's going to take a while. Getting back to the topics at hand here, because this is a bit about the video stuff. Time for some tech talk. I'm going to talk about the H.264 codec. In case you don't know, that's a video codec. If you want to display video, let's go back a little bit. Let's rewind a little bit here, and say that there is no, well, when you're making something like this, when you're making a piece of software, especially in real time, you need to consider a lot of options, because there's usually many options on the table and you want to pick the right one. And of course, I'm speaking about here the ability to decode and play back video. And you might think, a few of you may be wondering, what do you mean decode? What is there to decode? Well, I'm just going to unpack this a little bit. I'm sure most of you know this, but for those who do not, to make video files as small as possible, because video, each frame that you're seeing me here, this is filling a shit ton of data, and a lengthy calculatory process is engaged called encoding, which is done to change a lot of data into a very teensy amount of data, which is nearly as expressive to humans, which is great because it means we don't really notice that anything goes missing. We just kind of save on space. But suffice to say, video isn't stored in a regular series of images. It's rather this like continuous stream of data along which some very complex calculations in the other direction, that is to say decoding, can recover the original images for you. And ideally, you want to have this hardware accelerated. And hardware acceleration matters because it's a bit of a misnomer, because video decoding will almost always be done on hardware. Yeah, exactly. Kitten mentions hardware's calculatory, high amount of calculations. Anyway, hardware decoding is almost always in effect because you're using the CPU. But what I mean when I say hardware decoding is you want to use the GPU rather than the CPU. And this is, you might wonder, well, why do you prefer one over the other? Isn't either good enough? Well, yes, but the thing is the CPU can do almost everything a computer needs to. So the more we can take off of its hands, the better. And this is kind of standard bottleneck working order. The GPU is built for graphics, not initially for decoding a video, but it's gotten to the part where it can do this. And unfortunately, this gets a little tricky on the Windows platform, and this is where the multi-platform aspect of the instrument kind of falls a little bit apart, because it's only going to work, this part definitely will only work on Windows first and foremost. But again, given that I'm the only user of this, you know, interface you're seeing here, that's just a side effect of that. But the other limitation that makes it just an eensy teensy minor, it makes it a little more difficult. Here's where the snag comes in, is I want to use OpenGL, and that kind of makes all the difference. And I had originally considered listing options and talking about them, but bleh, I think that's probably going to bore most of you to death, and we don't want any of you dying on me, now do we? So instead, I'm just going to say it's tricky, and there are a lot of solutions, but none of them are really like a quick and easy out-of-the-box commercial solution. Most of them are either, well, it doesn't work that great, but it's free, or it has great integration and works quite well, but it costs a lot of money. And I'm continuously looking into that. I have actually found some solutions I weren't aware of before. So I'm actually quite positive towards the future. But it's still a matter of how long will all of this take. So with that in mind, this talk has already taken a long time. So let's get on with the music. The next request comes from Gohanks, who wanted a little bit of X-Form Z with Light Force. And I am more than happy to oblige if I can just get this lined up. There we go. Take it away, X-Form Z. Stream is jumping here a bit. It makes me a little bit worried if we have some uploading issues. Huh. Please let me know how it is on the receiving end. X-Form Z with Light Force as requested by Gohanks. So Gohanks, thank you very much for requesting that. And as Tomsa points out, there is quite a bit of healthy delay on one of the streams, likely the Slay Radio one, because that buffers a lot of the incoming sound. And I honestly, I'm not sure where the skipping was coming from. I'm presuming that is happening on the receiving end, maybe with Shoutcast. Like, I wish I could say I had a thorough and complete understanding of what happens when packet loss occurs, but to be honest, I haven't got the faintest, which is why I'm kind of happy that things have been working out with this piece of software as long as it has, but there you go. because of these issues, I've then been a little bit busy trying to suss out what the next song is going to be, but I think I've just managed to squeeze in another request here. Just going to re-edit this file name. Please pay no attention to the busy and unprofessional DJ. There we go. Right, so the short and long version, of course, of the part about the codec is that it's complicated. That since this is all running in OpenGL, all the stuff you see here on the screen through the YouTube interface, it makes some things easier and makes some things a little harder. And unfortunately, video decoding, specifically hardware accelerated video decoding, is one of those things where it just hasn't quite gotten up to where you'd think it is easy. And I'm not sure, Kasserine, if you are referring to offloading as in terms of hardware decoding. It's simply a matter of, the reason I'm going for hardware decoded video is just a matter of, I would like to have multiple streams running, video streams running at once. And you can kind of forget all of that running through the CPU. You need to tap into the dedicated video hardware to ideally have that running as smooth as possible. And I've also recorded some video stuff that I'll be using in the future, but we'll get to that eventually. This isn't the most important thing now. Oh, and for the late joiners, I'm sorry to say this is going to be a bit of a short show because I'm feeling a little bit under the weather. Shargo's comment on my fake cough notwithstanding. I'm a bit achy, I'm a little bit woozy in the head, I'm just feeling a little bit beside myself. So as much as I would like to pull a full show, I don't know. I thought that I would just do a show regardless, just because it's already been announced, and that would be a bit crappy to not do. And I thought I'd at least maybe just shorten it a bit. And I'm wondering, Thompson says that there are video skips. I don't know. I'm actually, I think this software should tell me if there's any significant frame drops. But I honestly don't know. I've just been using this for a month now, and I'm happy with it so far. But there might be performance issues. Again, I'm kind of just one guy, and there's a lot to look at and work with. But if you do see continuous issues, please feel free to let me know. Anyway, before we get into the second topic at hand, because we're technically already nearing the half point of the show, L.A. Noire, I'm going to play a request by, let's see, who was this? I believe this was there goes the camera, Tor Dalv, 82, possibly as old as I am then. Anyway, Tordalv, he wanted XX Dusty's XX version of Pedia. And before we get into that song, Localhoster mentions that the dithering pattern of the pixel is nice. It was always there, thanks. Maybe it's because you're using a high resolution. Anyway, take it away, Dusty. We'll be right back. And that was XX Dusty XX version of Epedia, Meadow's Edge, requested by none other than Toradolive82. So thank you. And he wrote good morning, by the way. And it's not morning here, but I do appreciate the good morning, because it certainly is morning somewhere in the world. And welcome along if you are tuning in. We're about at the halfway mark. As I said before, I'm feeling a little bit illish under the weather, so I'm afraid it's going to be a slightly short show this time around. Sorry. I guess working hazard, as it were. Just to address a few quick statements in the chat here, Castrain asks regarding to offloading video decoding to where? To stream from what? So that's some of those things I can tell you. I'm going to, of course, use some pre-recorded media, video recordings of C64-related stuff. The idea is, of course, to stream it as part of the show. So you would be seeing that in this general vicinity here, partially instead of the webcam to try some neat stuff. And I'm not sure if your question goes a little bit towards the technical side of it. I don't think so. It sounds more like you're interested in the practical matters. Is that right, Castrain? Let me know. Also, Maltus says that he's gotten a new job. So congratulations, Maltus, on that. I remember you talking something about a movement forward in terms of a career at the current job you're at, and if that, or maybe the job you were at, and if that didn't quite pan out, then maybe you would seek new employment. So I'm guessing this is your way of making sure that career advancement actually happens. Let us know. I'd be curious to hear if that's the case of it. And Tomsa says that he enjoys the added stream cam. Well, thank you very much, Tomsa. I like it as well. I think it's a neat little addition. And I also kind of, to me, that it comes and goes is nice, in my opinion. And also, Kitten has gotten the YouTube camera to work, or the YouTube stream to work. I remember you, wasn't it because you were in Firefox or something? There was a few issues, Kitten. I forget. And let's see, Crack Soltime asked if it's too hot. No, it's becoming winter. It's winter time here, so things are cooling down, as it were. And this. And this lets connect, and then I'm going to reconnect, and then I'm going to kick the serving stream. Let's see. Here.
Kidnap the headline stream. The nation is paralyzed in shock. Is it possible?
Slay Radio.
Could have been kidnapped?
Because.
Without a moment's
just
hesitation,
because,
I know who's
okay.
Responsible. The Dragon Ninja. As a bad dude, I take to the streets to rescue the president from his clutches.
And this lets connect, and then I'm gonna reconnect. And then I'm going to kick the serving stream. Let's see here. Man, this stream is not doing very well.
Yeah.
Certainly a little bit uphill, so I'm going to kick this to get us back on air. Hopefully you can hear me again now on the rotational, but unfortunately I only connected to say, hey, we're shutting down the show early because this is a little bit of a disaster. I can't seem to keep a straight connection going, and if I can keep a connection going to the relays and the show is scheduled to end regardless, this is a little bit of a waste. I'll do what I can to see if I can't maybe start getting some feedback into the program again. This hasn't been an issue ever in the past, so I think it's just a temporary thing, but if it continues to be a thing, of course, I'll do my best to track down the issues we're having. But that being said, I do appreciate you guys tuning in, albeit for a very brief 40-minute show. Maybe it'll at least last. I'm going to kill the tune in the background there. Maybe it will at least last long enough to do a wind down tune. And I think I will just take this request. So Kate Ziona requested that Kate Z song. Sorry to Kitten and VCR that I can't get to your requests. And I appreciate the kid tuning in as well and giving a request. If I do get knocked off as part of this wind down tune, well then, that'll just have to be it. But I'm going to take you out with Crax Ultima's request, which is Martin Dodd with Miami Vice, the Daytona Spider remix. Sorry about this, guys. I had hoped things had worked out a bit better, but them's the breaks sometimes. I'm actually surprised that the stream hasn't hiccuped up again. But shutting things down now, and hopefully I'll see you in a week, and it'll be much better.